Dreamscape presents Fairy Godmothers, Inc. by Sarana DeWild. Narrated by Cindy Kay. Prologue. Petunia Petty Blossom happened to have an extra gleam in her twinkling eyes on that particular morning, much to her sister's chagrin. First, spring had come to Ever After Missouri. They only had winter in December. And the fairy godmother sisters had set about their duties bringing the town to lush and vibrant life. To any non-magical person on the outside looking in, the sisters looked like a trio of kindly grandmother types who had run slightly wild in their youth, but who now baked cookies, enjoyed gardening, and collected cats. The sun was high in the clear blue sky, and fat birds singing their songs of young love dotted their unfortunately naked cherry tree. Several squirrels waited patiently, clasping their tiny little paws together as they looked back and forth between the fairies and the tree. Petty hoped she wouldn't have to disappoint them.
"I don't know what you're smiling about, pets. We're all going to hell in a rather thorny handbasket."
Bluebonnet sighed and slapped her wand against her hand as she tried, and failed, for the fourth consecutive time, to bring a bloom to the cherry tree that dominated the backyard of their gingerbread-style cottage.
"Decidedly cherry-free, I might add."
Jonquil crossed her arms over her chest and scowled. The sense of magic in their herb garden flooded her awareness, and she grounded herself in the moment. She allowed herself to feel the magic of the green grass and rich, loamy earth beneath their cedar deck. And she recalled childhood memories of their sisters, when they first got their wings, their first wands, learning to be magical. And she filled herself with all the love she could summon. Love for her magic, for her darling charges, and of course, for her sisters. Petty bumped her ample hip into Bluebonnet's, and a zing of magic crackled from the wand and produced exactly one perfect bloom.
"How did you do that?"
Bluebonnet frowned.
"Stop frowning, Bonbon. It'll give you wrinkles," Jonquil said. "You've already got wrinkles."
Bluebonnet stuck her tongue out at her sister, but then quickly checked her compact to see if she had, in fact, developed the ever-dreaded wrinkles.
"So what? I'm not afraid of my age. I just know how terrified you are,"
Jonquil returned the rude gesture.
"Sisters, you know we could argue until kingdom come, which is going to be soon if we don't do something. Or we could get to the talking about how I brought a bloom to our sad little tree."
Petty pushed her glasses up on the end of her nose. They were more a fashion statement than anything, but she liked the effect.
"Yes, fine. Let's get to that."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?